Okay, so we're going to start the sugya on what the heck is a trua, all right, I want to focus today, let's just get the information down and get the questions down as clearly as possible. That should be our primary objective, okay? This is not, as we go through different areas of Gemara, you'll start seeing where your heads have an easier time with versus a harder time with. This is an area that requires a lot of juggling, okay? Meaning you have to weigh in your head, like, there's going to be one way of reading the Gemara according to one position, and there's like six steps there, and another way of reading the Gemara according to another position is six steps there. And each one of those steps is going to require like its own explanation. I'm going to try to put as much on the board up as possible. You'll see what I'm talking about as we get into it, okay? But who wants to read? Who's the sacrificial lamb today? What? The source. Shua raises his hand. Where's your source? Where's your Gemara? Here, take it. I know. Just read that first chunk. Just read it. The Mishnah. Okay. Now that's going to be the problem. This whole sugya comes down to one word. What the heck is a yibava? Okay? And Rashi says what? What shlosh yibavos? Okay. So the first possibility of a yibava is what?
The people on this side of the room.
Have you noticed? Yeah. Wait. So you look at it.
How's that?
Is that
beautiful?
Okay. What's the first interpretation of yibava? What does yibava mean according to Rashi? What's the first possibility? Right, smallest possible sound. Okay?
Yeah,
right?
So
okay, so
he starts
smallest
off hard, and then he tails off.
Sound. What's that? What is? Again, I mentioned those guys before. You can't quantify that time wise. There's no time. Just whatever the smallest, I guess, cry sound you can make, that's what you bubble means. Okay?
Okay.
Now go to the Gemara. No, you. Are you the reader today? Okay, so before you go on, this is something I know is going to might have been confusing to Tucker, some people, which is that the Torah says Yom what? Okay, so the other problem is, what does this word mean, Trua? Okay, as you'll soon see, there's two expressions of this word Trua. If I had my way, I'd call it Trua and Trua Prime, but unfortunately the Gemara doesn't do that. This is a big source of confusion. What does Yom Trua mean? Okay? Keep that in mind as we read the Gemara. What does Yom Trua mean? Keep going. Okay, so now we have a problem. So the Mishnah says what? The Mishnah says a Trua is what? So Trua is equal to three above us, right? And now what does this Brisa say? Okay, so why is this problematic? Okay, it's true. Well, it's inconsistent, but what else is the problem? Just in terms of length of...
What do we do?
Okay, that's true. That's true. What else? Well, just how does that work? Well,
it
can't be both, right?
Well, it can. I think it's equivalent to shvarim.
It seems to me
that... I know, that's the
seems to me by this diagram that yibavos could be translated into shvarim.
Yes. Okay, good. Okay,
wait,
good.
Then
so keep
how
going.
Does someone translate Yibavo into Trua?
Well, here's the problem. No,
right,
you're working
trua,
backwards.
Yeah. What? The nine sound ones.
Yeah.
Trua.
Trua.
Right.
Yeah.
How would they...
Like, if...
The Torah says Yom Trua, as we're going
to see
in a second. Right. So now, the other thing we know is... Let me just finish that chunk of Gemara, and then I'll explain to you.
Right.
So Gemara says what?
Amar Lai says, if I have a halva, that is certainly going to be an argument.
It says Vatebov, right? What does that mean? Right. So we don't know what that means. So now he says...
Marsar, our one opinion is
What's Genuchi Ganach?
Rashi says Genuchi Ganach is Ke Adam Genuach me Melbo when they cry out from their heart.
Okay.
Ke Derech HaFolin, like a sick person.
Right, so okay, stop. So a genuchi is like a longer cry. Oh, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going. What? But what are the last two words?
Ma'arichin.
Oh, ma'arichin, right. Well, I'm throwing that in, okay? So the point is, what's the key? That he's right. What's the key word there in Rashi? It's ma'arich. Now, here's what's important. Keep this in mind. How long is that cry? Good. Very good. All it means is that it's longer than whatever this is. It doesn't tell us what the... Notice again, there's no time here. All we know is one thing. Yubava is, in Rashi's, on the Mishnah, is what? Is the shortest possible cry. And whatever the heck this thing is, it's just longer than whatever this is. Okay? That's all we know. And now the Gemara says, now even Machlokas, do you say it is this kind? Right? Or do you say it's... What does Rashi say about yellow? Read the Gemara.
Gemara Savar, and the other opinion holds, yeah, you move the yellow.
Good. Like that. Okay, good. Right? All right. So is this clear?
Yeah.
All right? I mean, when I say clear, I mean the facts. Okay? Now, I don't want to define, we can't answer this question yet about what the nature of this debate is. But it is a very problematic, this is a serious problem. Why is this a serious problem? Why is this is a very serious problem. Why? You can say something.
What?
Cheat, it's a Rambam. Let's use the Rambam's way. What kind of machlokas is this?
Oh, yeah, it's very well defined.
Why?
The word Yubava means possibly nuggets.
Right, okay, that's exactly, well, that's one problem. But overall, like, how do you have an argument like this? This is very masoretically problematic, okay? Because that means, that means when the Torah says Yom Truah, what is it, what's the implication? The Torah says Yom Truah, which they say is Yubava, but there's only one problem. That's problematic. So what happened at Sinai?
Well, we're like, what if the draw to say is short or long?
Okay, that's the other question. Another question is, why would you choose a Yubava to be A or B? What's the advantage?
If a true is just a Yubava, why didn't the Torah just call it Yom Yubava? I'm assuming that, like, Yubava, like, that's what
we're doing. Okay, good. You're precariously close to meta, but I'll let you slide, because you're right. That is a good question. Meaning that, not that why did Torah say so,
right,
but the fact is that you're gonna, when you see Rav Haigun's position, what you're asking is going to be a good question, because Rav Haigun is going to insist that they really are the same thing in an odd way, okay?
Right.
But for now, let's stick with this, okay?
What we're just wondering is, like, kind of like, I'm assuming that since, like I'm just, like, imagining on Mars time, like, we went down, like, so, like, everyone's, like, oh, we have Yom Truah, and everyone's like, what's Truah? And then, like, people
have Yom Truah. So you'll see, what happened was, well, you'll see the two versions. There's two versions of what actually took place. Okay, you'll see. All right. So now, yes, my sure. It can, but there's one problem here, though. There's a halachic consequence in the meeting. Because if you're telling me I'm chayav to blow three yubavas, let's say, so there's a big difference if it's going to be this sound or that sound. Right? So there's a huge halachic consequence depending on what the meaning of the word is. Okay.
Right. Have we said anything on Sharm?
No, that's a concern.
Well, we know that the Sharm is going to be this sound.
We did.
The Genuchi, yeah. The Genuchi is a Shever sound. Okay? And the yellow is the, what we call today,
the first concern.
Or the Truah sound. But that's not this Truah.
Right.
Okay?
The Truah is what?
So we're going to call, yeah, what do you want to call this to make it, right, what do you want to call that for now? The Bene Truah? What do you want to call it? To make it easier. I don't know.
Call it Delta
Truah.
But then don't get confused with this. Okay, it's fine. Okay. All right. Rebbe Abou. Now let's get to the meat of this whole area. Okay? Lama Dal Naman Alf. Now come all the problems. All the problems. So the Gemara is on Lama Dal Naman Alf, right? So what happened? Iskin Rebbe Abou. Oh, does someone else want to read? Any Shana? Did you do this part already? Cool. Well, it's your Chavrusa, you got to decide.
Because I can't pronounce.
Oh, that's not fair. No. Grusel, you're up.
I'm going to suck.
It's fine. No judging here. Iskin.
Iskin, Rabbi Abayu,
Big Kesari. Okay, which is where? Good.
Yeah,
Takiya. It's
obvious you need to
So what is the reason
for what we blow is Takiya, Shosha, Shvarim, like three Shvarim sounds, a Trua, as in not that Trua, as in
right.
Modern Trua.
Okay, good.
And
Takiya. Okay, so stop. Sounds like a benign statement, but let's think about this, the implication for this for a second. One implication, what does this statement imply so far? So it seems like so benign, but there's something really going on here, which is what?
That's why you gotta watch off. That we don't know which one's
better. Okay, better. That's good. Even more. Iskin, Rabbi Abo, which implies what? Right. So that sounds like beforehand, what were they doing? They were definitely blowing.
One or the other.
Okay, well, so let's get our terminology straight. There's Tashat. That is the terminology I use, okay? All right, Tashat is Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya.
This is when they ask.
Yeah, I know. A Tashat is Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya. A Tarat is Tkiya Shua Tkiya. And then there's Tashrat, okay? All right.
Why is the race
I don't know. It's easy to pronounce. Okay. Now, the term takana implies that prior to Rabbi Abo, what were Bnei Yisrael doing? These two.
One and/or the other.
Okay, we're not sure. Okay. Now, also keep in mind, Rabbi Abo also was doing a tashat and a tarat for sure. He just comes along and says, you know what? I'm going to create this thing called a tashrat. I'm going to put the shvarim and shura together. It was his invention. What? Make it simple. There were some groups who were doing tashrat and some doing tarat. But they both existed equally in a halachic system. Without question. What? Let's say yes. There's no reason to assume that wasn't the case. Okay. Now the Gemara comes along and says, oh, be careful. No, sure. That's not. You don't want to say that so quickly. That they combine them. Keep going. So the Gemara says.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
It says Shosh Shvarim Trua. In this case, you said modern Trua. Is it one modern Trua?
No.
Instead of the short sound. Like we do.
Okay. Yeah, but don't worry about the number. Don't get fixated on the nine. Just worry about the sound themselves. Right. All right, so go on the Gemara.
No,
what does that mean? Yeah, manashach. Manashach, as we like to say. What? Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? No, you're asking what the question the Gemara is going to be. But what manashach here means is stronger than that. Manashach means is that this invention you came up with is useless. Is a completely useless takana. Right? Why is it useless? We'll find out. But it's useless. The idea of doing a tashrat, of this, whatever you're trying to pull off, Rabbi Abo, is ridiculous.
Hold on.
Okay. Why? Now the Gemara exposes the easy error he made, which by the way, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what the problem is with putting them together. You don't accomplish anything. Just now read the Gemara, because either you're going to say what? Keep going.
Iyalule, Yalu, if it's supposed to be a trura. Like,
we'll call it short sounds.
Okay.
Right? La'avid.
La'avid.
Trua Tkiya. Right?
Just do a Tkiya Trua. Yeah. And if it's supposed to be longer sounds, La'avid Tkiya Shloja Shvarim. Yeah. And then just do long sound.
Right.
Whatever.
So meaning that this can't, if you're going to tell me, what would you be accomplishing by doing this? Okay, at this stage, why? Because what should you do? Either do a, if it is a ginuchi, then do a tashat, and if it's the other sound, do a tarat. So what is this going to do? Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says.
I think it's a possibility that whatever the rabba is could be both.
That's you're right, but you're firing the bullet too soon. That Gemara's going to be Gemara's answer. Before that, though, that's the last point in the Gemara. Keep going, Mordechai.
I thought that was like a weak thing.
No. So the Gemara says.
So the Gemara says,
Misafkale. Okay, now which is odd. So the Gemara we did before that you read implies it's a machlokas. Some guys say it's a longer sound. Some guys say it's a shorter sound. What he's saying to you now is that don't read it as a machlokas, read it as a suffix. Meaning, now, a suffix in normative halachic language means we're not sure what the sound is, right? So now, what am I going
to
do?
Isn't the solution to those, like, do both?
Oh, okay, no, good. AB's right. In other words, what would your solution be? Do both, okay?
But that's not doing both. That's
the commandment. I know. Yeah, is it a good question? I can't tell you yet. It's a good question, because that's Rav Chaim versus the Rambam. That's exactly the issue. There's a whole question of how they learned what Abaye was saying. We're going to get to that. Let's just get these steps down first, okay? So now the Gemara says, so he's doing this out of suffix, okay? Right? Which seems like a very clever way to solve the problem, right? Well, if I'm not sure if what the sound is, put them together. Because what am I doing? I'm doing both, right? Because I know you know the next question, Gemara. I know. Let the Gemara talk. You're right. So now the Gemara says, so this is the first step here, okay? Now, what does the Gemara now tell us? Go on, Mordechai. Yeah, which means what?
I have no idea.
Question. You asked a question.
Maskulay Rav Vira, asked a question. Bidioma Yalule.
Hava. Now, stop. If you have a suffix, okay, that means this could be the right note, or this could be the right note, okay? Both of them have equal possibilities of being the correct note, right? So far, so good? All right, good. But now, what's the problem? So his question is,
why is one get top billing?
Well, one second. But let's say it turns out in this world of suffix, taking it literally as a suffix, and there's an actual question of what the sound is. Well, let's say it turns out in reality, in objective reality, if you believe in that, that it turns out it's this sound. Okay, because that's the way I am. Let's pretend it's this sound. Okay, if that's the case, now the Gemara's question is, what are you going to do? Become mafsik. Name? Latkia. Oh, so his question is like this. His question is, yeah, but I'll tell you what the problem is. What are you going to do? You're going to blow a tkia, okay? You're going to blow X trua. Trua, tkia. Why am I calling this X? Right, it's a foreign sound. Now, that's going to become another big question later on in the run about why this whole question itself is ridiculous. But we'll ignore that for now. It's a foreign sound. So now what have I done? I've gone to Kia. What have I created here? A hefsek, right? It's a problem. You can't do that. I can't blow it to Kia. Well, for now. I can't blow it to Kia and then, I don't know, start blowing when the Saints come marching home and then blow true on to Kia. That I can't do. Okay?
I would really like to see some.
I wish I could. I know. All right, Viter. So now he comes up with an easy answer, right?
Why make the stipulation?
Right, so what? Right. No, hold on. He says what? He says the Hadar Avid, right? Tekiah Trua Tekiah. But you don't have to worry about that, because what am I going to do later on? I'll do a Taratz, right? So if you're concerned that this is actually a Hefseg, well, don't worry, I got an easy way out of the problem. What do I do? I'll blow a Tekiah Trua Tekiah. Right. What do you mean what in the first place? This. Exactly. That's going to be a problem. Hold on. Let's just let Gemara play out. You're right, exactly. Now, and then Gemara says, now go the other way. Right, so the Gemara is going to say, and if you say it's an actual Shvarim, then what are you going to have? You're going to have Shvarim, X, Trua. But then one second, his solution is Lo Tashat. So now Zev's question is, now the Gemara ends up by saying, you just get that line, the Gemara says, Ella, Rebbe Abo, my Iskins. Back to the drawing board, meaning we don't know what the heck his takana was to begin with. So what is his takana? Read.
Avde.
E.
Yalu. Yalil.
Ha'avde. Right, so no matter what you do, this doesn't do anything, as Zeb pointed out. The Tashrat is a waste. It just doesn't do anything at all. Okay? So therefore, what did he do then? So the Gemara says... No, so yeah, so what was his suffix? His suffix was, maybe you'll say what?
Maybe it's both a
ganaf
and a
yalil. Right, it's a ganaf v-yalil. Okay, so the answer he's going to say is that it's, there's shvarim, right? There's trua, and then there's, for now, very carefully, there's this. Okay, what's this? Shvarim trua. Okay, meaning one, not svara, one sound. Okay, there's a sound called.
Which one it is? Also be in doubt of which one's first.
Well, that's literally what he's saying. To be fair, say that again.
Should he also be in doubt of which one's first?
Oh, you mean the order? Yeah, that's what Gemara asks. So now, okay, I'm not even worried about that yet. Let's not. Oh, you know what? You're right. Let's finish the Gemara. So Gemara says, but if you're going to tell me this is a combination, so now that keep reading the Gemara. Yeah, which means what? What? Yeah. Right. Right? So the Gemara's question is, well, okay, fine. So you want to tell me that there's a possible third note for now. I'm calling it a third note. But why does it go shvarim shua? Maybe it should be shua shvarim. Right? So Gemara's answer is, oh, because the way a person cries...
Well, that's like not one or the other. Like, why didn't you do shvarim shua then separately?
No. It's saying, how would you know that? Why should the order be tashrat? It should be, it could, it's equally valid to say it's a tar shat. There's no reason to say one over the other, right? Because I'll tell you why. Because the way a person cries, he cries, he gets the longer ones and the shorter ones. Okay?
Question.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's,
we'll take a poll.
So, yeah, so I,